It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
And running weapon. No growth, no glory. God has hardwired creation to respond not to our existence, but to our growth. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've already started, all right? So I hope you're game, right? He has hardwired creation not to respond to our existence, but to respond to our growth. Goodness and mercy are not supposed to be chased by you and I. They are meant to chase us, as we discover in Psalm 23, verse 6. This is God's design. As we grow, the earth responds to us. The more we mature, the more opportunities, favor, and influence expand to match our rising. What I'm saying to you today is a game changer. Romans 8 verse 19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Notice it says sons, not children. The Bible uses different words to explain the growth of the believer. And one of the words that it uses is the word huios, which means a son or one that has come to a place of maturity. The earth awaits, hear this, the earth awaits the highest version of you, Christ, which is Christ fully formed and manifested in you. Where there is no growth, there can be no glory. You see, the kingdom of God is different from our education system, for example. I grew up in a school where if a person has failed so many times, you have failed a grade so many times, they will move you to the next grade. Not because you qualify for that shift, but they move you to the next grade because when we were much younger, our tables and desks were very often connected to each other. And if a child kept on failing and yet physically they kept on growing, their feet, their knees could no longer fit into the desk and chair combination. And so, just for convenience, a lot of times they moved them to the next grade. Again, not because they qualified, but just because they were no longer going to fit in the chair and desk scenario that was in their current class. The kingdom of God does not function like that. Unfortunately, actually not just the kingdom of God, the earth is such that you could fail in a particular stage of your life once, twice, a million times and remain there till you pass the exam. Growth isn't optional in the kingdom of God. It is a divine requirement. The Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18, "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." God calls us to progressive shining. He says shining brighter and brighter. God calls us to ever progressive shining, to ever increasing influence. Look at Joseph. You notice I always come back to Joseph, but look at Joseph. He started as a dreamer, Genesis 37, 5 to 7. He grew into an interpreter, Genesis 40 from verse 8. Then became a wise administrator, Genesis 41, 39 to 41. Finally, he became ruler of Egypt under Pharaoh, from Genesis 41 from verse 41. We see how Joseph began to grow. Joseph's growth pulled out Egypt's resources. It pulled out Egypt's leadership. It pulled out Egypt's favor. Joseph's maturity saved nations. We see this when you read that Genesis 41. We see simply from the life of Joseph, no growth, no glory. Yes, Joseph had a vision from God, but if he experienced no growth, there would have been no glory. Let's look at David's journey. David's journey was a clear symphony of growth. David's life started, so we see him as a shepherd boy, 1 Samuel 16:11. Then we discover that he's a skilled musician ministering to Saul, 1 Samuel 16:23. Then we see that he's a fearless warrior slaying Goliath, 1 Samuel 17:15. Then we see him as a leader of outcasts in the wilderness, 1 Samuel 22:2. Then we see him as king over Israel, 2 Samuel chapter 5. At each stage, growth preceded greater glory, more authority, more alliances, more influence, more honor came to him, speaking about David, as he began to grow. David's growth pulled the crown to his head. It did not matter who was after him. As long as David was growing, the crown was attracted to him. No growth, no glory. Let me say this. When David was learning how to play instruments, there is no record that he was applauded for it. There is no record that his family even came and said, look, you've become so skillful. Why don't you regale us with your newfound talent? No. There was a strong possibility, actually, historically, from what we see in scripture, there was a strong possibility that irrespective of the new skill that he learned, his family did not hold him in high regard. Child of God, listen. If you begin to grow deliberately in areas of importance, it does not matter again whether men notice you or not. Look, what I'm not saying is that men are irrelevant. No, God uses men to raise us, right? But even if the men that should raise us do not pay us attention, as long as you are growing in areas of relevance, the universe has been hot-wired to ensure that it brings to you that which matches your new level of growth. When David began to learn how to become a skillful player of instrument, skillful enough to manipulate the forces of the divine, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but to manipulate the forces of the divine to invoke spiritual encounters, he did not know that learning how to do such was going to bring him into the presence of the king. All he knew was that in learning how to play that instrument, he could worship his God better. All David was trying to do was grow in depth in his relationship with God. And in doing so, a sitting king is brought into, David is brought into the arena of a sitting king, so that his instrument playing could bring calmness, could bring a form of medication, psychological medication, and also spiritual medication to King Saul. Listen, sometimes the process of growth is imperceptible, both to you and to the people around you, but it is not imperceptible to the universe. The universe is wired to respond to your growth. You see, there is a doctor, and he has been going through training, being paid peanuts. Then he got to say, this particular doctor I grew up with, paid peanuts, doing his housemanship, doing that, being paid peanuts. Then one day, he graduates finally as a specialist. I think he became a specialist surgeon. Almost from the very day he graduated as a specialist surgeon, he was offered an unbelievable, not making sense salary for his new position. Why? Because even though It looked like all those years of study was producing very little. When the time hit, that study, that growth he had come into, demanded a new level of support, demanded that he was recognized. Why? Because it's a law that governs the earth. Whether you are born again or you are not, no growth, no glory. I have seen believers like Joseph who have received great visions from the Lord, visions of greatness from the Lord, but they have done very little to grow themselves. And as a result of that, though their destiny has scheduled great encounters, greatness for them, their level of growth could not bring that level of greatness to their lives. I will say like a broken record, no growth, no glory. I remember speaking to a lady. She was talking about how she needed to get married. And I looked at this lady and I said to her, if I was to ask you the kind of man that you want, you will give me a list. You must be like this, you must be like this, you must be like this. I said, this kind of man that your heart desires cannot marry a woman like you. I said, do not be offended, but he cannot marry a woman like you. You with your bad attitude, you with your malice-keeping behavior, you will be a pain to a man like this. A man like this, if he has any sense, will come into your space and will run for dear life. This individual thought I was cursing her, but I was not. I was just saying, no growth, no glory. You want a certain kind of destiny. You have seen that this is what your destiny should look like. Are you growing into the kind of person that can sustain a destiny like that? I hear many of us talk about how I want to earn X, Y, and Z income. God, why can't I get this kind of money coming into my life? And I ask a few questions. One immediate question is this. Do you have the knowledge to manage monies like this? I remember I was speaking to an individual, and year after year, he would talk about how, when will God bring this kind of money into his space? So I asked him the question. I said, so God brings this kind of money into your space, what will you do? What will you do? And he explained how much you will tithe. He explained how much you will give to the kingdom of God to build a church. He explained how he will put, he's a pastor, right? So he explained how he will build his church, the physical building. How he will put his church on television. He explained how he would, the house he will buy himself, the kind of cars he will buy. And there were, these things were very logical. When he was done, and the tithing and the offering, when he was done, I said, have you noticed that everything you have said you will do is an expense? That by the time you are done doing everything like this, besides the house that you have bought, and the church building that you have built, which has very little utility because you would have modeled it for a church. I said, listen, by the time you've done all of that, you will need another miracle money to come into your space. I said, because you have learned nothing on what to do with this money to multiply it. I said, your problem is this. If the power of God produces this result for you today, you have no wisdom of God to multiply it. You will come back here, and years later, we will have this conversation again where you will be saying to me, I wish God will produce and give me money like this. No growth, no glory. I said to him, if you have not learned where to plug this money into so that you can multiply it, this money will be futile for you. No growth, no glory. But interesting thing, when you have learned how to manage monies like that, and that lesson, you're already implementing it today, you may not have that level of money, but you're already implementing that ability to manage that kind of money, that ability to multiply that kind of money, that ability to retain that kind of money, guess what? You're already behaving like you no longer belong to this level that you are at. Do you know what will happen? When you become overqualified for where you are, the earth will go into a tailspin to move you to where you ought to be. You see, I remember when I was in grade two, I did so well in my grade three, first term. So I was one of the top students in my grade two. When I got to grade three, I did so well in my grade three first term that second term, myself and about four other kids in grade three were moved straight to grade five. So we skipped grade four and we moved straight to grade five. The quality of our understanding in grade three, they felt was greater than grade three. They felt was greater than grade four. They felt grade three and grade four will not challenge us. So they moved us to grade five. I got to grade five. Listen, because of my growth in grade three, they moved me to grade five. I got to grade five. And for the first time in my life, I saw, this was a class of over 60 people. I came 20th. I'll never forget, 2-0. I had never seen a position beyond third place in my entire life prior to this time. And I came 20th. Why? Because even though my growth demanded that I was moved to grade five, my current understanding in my grade five did not match my grade five. Did not match grade five. And I began to, so my first term, I struggled. I came 20th. I went home in a panic. I thought I was a loser. My parents had to encourage me that this is your first term. You've never seen this syllabus or curriculum before. I pushed myself in grade five. By second term, I was among the first 10 people, top 10. I came 9th position. In the entire, by my third term in grade five, I was now top five again. Hear what I'm saying. No growth, no glory. When you become overqualified for where you are, the earth will move you. Even if men don't like you. Saul did not like David. He was threatened by David, but he needed David. David was the only one that could soothe him when he was losing his mind. Saul did not like David. The women were praising David. The prophecy said David will be king. But only David could kill Goliath. When you grow, you come to a place that it no longer matters who likes you or who does not. In the sense that even when they do not like you, your growth will demand that they pull you in. Listen. Even Jesus, our Savior, Luke 2:52 says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Even the Son of God embraced growth before full manifestation. I'll say again and again, no growth, no glory. Manifestation belongs to sons, not to children. Remember Romans 8:19? It highlights that creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. It says sons, not children, because sons represent maturity, represent responsibility, represent authority. The world is not waiting for our potential. You need to hear this. The world is not waiting for our potential. It is waiting for our manifestation. Christ fully formed within us, Galatians 4:19. Colossians 1:27 reminds us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glory comes through growth into full sonship. Why? Because no growth, no glory. You've been in that position for a while. What new information, what new qualification, what new sharpening of skill are you bringing into the equation? Because no growth, no glory. Let me say this. When we look at scripture, we see that individuals that began to experience glory, it seems as though one common denominator amongst them, one primary common area of life that they grew in. And I want to say this to you. As you grow in skill, maybe you're a technical person, grow in skill. But as you grow in skill, as you grow in qualifications, there is one area of growth that if you also grow in, see, when you grow in this area of growth, the earth begins to pull you in. And what is this area of growth? Grow in your leadership ability. It doesn't matter whether you are a security guard right now or whether you are the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. As you grow in your leadership, the earth will elevate you. Growth in leadership. When you are just a member of staff, So when I was pastoring many years ago, my first pastoral assignment, I sat in a car and I was driving somewhere. A young lad, we weren't close then, was sitting in the back seat with us. I began to talk to this other person in the car, and I got to a point in our conversation where I needed to give him a list. I was listing some things to him for him to do. This guy that was sitting in the car immediately pulls out a pen and pad and notepad and motioned to me whether he should take notes for us. Before I okayed him to take the notes, I turned to him and said, "This your default nature to solve problems. Just to see a problem and prefer a solution will make you great in life." And I told him to take notes. In the next few months, I made him my personal assistant. This was my first pastoral responsibility. A few years later, I handed over that church and I relocated. When I went back into that vicinity and I bumped into him, well, he heard I was around, he came to see me. He was a different human being. He was running his own engineering company. He was doing quite well. Married now, very stable, doing quite well, running his own successful engineering company. Why? When you grow in leadership, there is something about leadership. The earth makes room for leaders. People are looking for leadership because there is an advantage leaders have over others. When a leader shows up, it frees you of a burden of supervision. Do you know supervision is a burden? When a leader shows up, you know that the job will be done without undue oversight. That frees you up to do the things that ought to be done. And there are so many other benefits. You grow. When we talk about growth, one key area you need to grow, it's in the area of your leadership. When we talk about leadership, we're talking about serving better, stewarding better, influencing better. Every major figure God elevated, whether it's Joseph, David, Moses, Esther, even Jesus, excelled because they grew as leaders. They grew in their vision, their wisdom, their courage, their compassion, their strategy. They grew in their integrity. Leadership maturity is kingdom maturity. No growth, no glory. God has designed your life so that as you grow, glory follows you. Goodness and mercy are running after the mature version of you. Creation eagerly awaits your manifestation. Not your potential, but your maturity, your manifestation. The highest manifestation of every man is the Christ-like version of you. So I say this to you, don't settle. Don't stagnate. Grow. Lead. Manifest. because no growth, no glory. The earth will rise to meet the sun you are becoming. The earth will rise to meet the sun you are becoming. Let me pray for you. People need to go into prayers. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for wiring the earth to respond to my growth. Grant me grace to grow into the full stature of Christ. Help me mature as a son and not remain as a child. Train our hearts in leadership so that we may serve better, love deeper, and shine brighter. I declare that as we grow, goodness and mercies follow us, and the earth yields its increase to us. In Jesus' name, amen.